Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in this 5 minutes, we're going to get into secret societies, Manchurian Candidate, and Big Brother. The three episodes we haven't given you a little teaser on. It premieres December 2nd, True TV. Tell everybody about it, folks, because I think this is going to be the, not just fairest, but leaning towards our view of any television show ever on mainstream TV. I think this is a bellwether because the establishment's beginning to realize that they become obsolete by never discussing this information, so television's losing ratings and the Internet's exploding. Governor Jesse Ventura, getting into Manchurian Candidate, Secret Society's Big Brother, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I guess let's go Manchurian Candidate. This one is a very terrifying show. We all know that MK Ultra was real. The documents state so. So there's no gray area there that the government was in the business back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s of attempting to control people's minds and attempting to manipulate them and to use them to their advantage, both militarily and whatever. Well, all indications are that those programs have been re-ramped up again and they're back on a high level again. And that being said, that's what the Manchurian Candidate deals with, of course, and that we've all heard the story. One of the interesting things I'll say is that the guy who shot John Lennon fits it perfectly, Mark David Chapman, because contrary to popular belief, Chapman was no Beatles fanatic. If you go back in his history, in fact, his favorite artist was Todd Rundgren, who's hardly a Beatle. And when he shot Lennon, he had three ways to escape immediately: Central Park, down into the subways, and then just get lost with everybody. Instead, he stepped back in the shadows and started reading the book The Catcher in the Rye.
Which is a classic mind control. When they torture them under the drugs in one of the systems, they then become obsessed with the trigger word. When McVeigh got pulled over, he said, "Get the chip out of me," and was foaming at the mouth. And then the most famous mind control scientist ever, Jolyon West, was his doctor with him every day until the day he was executed. And I'll tell you this, Governor, studying the Fort Hood shooting, I can't say it was a mind control, but it has every earmark. He's a psychiatrist. The FBI and CIA were...
Funny you should say that, Alex, because amazingly, when it first happened, scarily, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Unbelievable that you say that, because that's the exact first thing that popped into my head when I first heard about the Fort Hood shootings, and when I started then reading about the whole situation, how the guy never had it in his background.
And then now the CIA and FBI are watching him, and he has this fake history that suddenly began, and then commanders and people said bust him, and they wouldn't do it. Same thing with 9/11. Then he's a psychiatrist. He has that whole history. Once you study mind control, he just fits. Every piece fits. And I wouldn't say this last week. I mean, I knew that was going on Thursday. But now more and more of the pieces are coming out. And, man, the hair on the back of my neck just stands up.
Anyway, enough Manchurian. What are the last two shows?
Okay, we got to go to break. We're going to come back and briefly get into secret societies. And
Big Brother watching.
Big Brother. So we'll talk about that. But, Governor, in the 45 seconds we've got, tell us about your book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me.
What about it?
Well, no, just how folks can get it. It's been a bestseller.
Oh, I don't know. It's still in the bookstores, and I guess you can get it over the Internet. I've been so involved in this thing, I haven't even thought about the book for months.
Well, I just wanted to plug your book because it's a good book.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's still out there. I was actually in the Minneapolis airport the other day, and I saw copies there for sale. So it's a book that it's got a lot of my heart and soul in it. I wrote it, on my trips to Mexico and all that. And it includes my wife, and it tells you about my years in office, and it'll give you a great insight into how I think.
Absolutely. Okay, the two final episodes briefly, and your phone calls for Governor Jesse Ventura giving us the exclusive. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Governor Jesse Ventura, he's worn a lot of hats, but now he is fighting the New World Order. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but Governor, I think it's safe to say, I mean, you now know there's a world government, there is an elite. The question is, how evil are they? Are they monolithic? What is their main goal? I mean, is it fair to say that you're now officially not their label of conspiracy theorist, but, I mean, you question JFK, you question 9/11, you question HAARP. You're not buying the Kool-Aid they're selling. Is that fair to say?
Well, let me put it this way. Irregardless of anything, it sure is interesting stuff. And, you know, we do a show on the Bilderbergs, and I do understand that they're real. I guess the thing that upsets me the most was I made it to governor, and they never invited me. I guess maybe I got to run for office again then so I can get invited to this thing to find out what the hell goes on inside there.
Well, they would have invited you if you would have gone along with the CIA when they set you down at the governor's office 2 weeks into office. But, I mean, you're not selling people out. You're a swashbuckling, you know, loose cannon for freedom. Well, I mean, what is your view on the New World Order then? Because I know you're anti-establishment.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Then I also look at it from a different perspective, Alex. I believe in evolution, the science of evolution. And maybe this is evolution. you know, when you look at it, that we will evolve and that maybe it won't fully be here in our lifetimes, but 100 years from now, because of the fact with technology the way it is, the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And I guess, let me, just for the sake of argument, state that there would be one good thing if there was a one-world government. You know what that would be?
There what would that be?
There couldn't be wars then, could there?
But see, Governor, that
but
is...
No, I mean literally. If then you wouldn't have one country fighting another country.
No, but that's not their plan.
Oh, I understand that, Alex. Don't for a minute think I'm naive. But I am saying that there is the chance that this could be almost an evolutionary thing, that we will evolve to the point where there may well be a one-world government and there may be no way around it.
Well, Jesse...
Then the important thing, Alex, is what will that government be?
Well, that's the issue here, is that they always pitch it that we were hunter-gatherers, we were agrarian, we formed villages, then city-states, then nations, then empires, and the next phase is Star Trek, that we've been implanted with psychologically, the image of the global galactic empire, and we're always fighting green aliens, you know, the Klingons, so we've got to do this. The issue is they built this world government in stealth and denied that it existed until it was too late to really stop it. And now they're coming out going, yeah, we're going to tax everything you do. We're not going to let you have more than one kid. And, yeah, we want to carry out eugenics on you, and we're going to carbon tax you. And Ban Ki-moon writes editorials saying the carbon tax is for the New World Order, and it's for a bunch of corrupt CEOs and bankers to play emperor. And so if the people of the world ever wanted to create a world government and it was democratic and under the republic system, then that would be one thing. But this thing was created by a corrupt group of criminals, and it's a world tyranny. That's why every ounce of my body and being, just like Thomas Jefferson said, I swear eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. And Jesse, I know you... I mean, don't you swear?
Alex, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I'm not going to dispute anything you've said. I won't. But the point is, and you're correct, if it was so good, why would they do it in secret? And that's a very, very valid point to make. But the point we have to make, if it's inevitable that we're going to come under one world rule, then we, the people, have to ensure that we're players in the game, that we have dogs in the fight.
And but so I don't want to be under the communist Chinese.
Alex is making sure we got a dog in the fight.
No, I hear you. But instead, so we never have a dog in the fight, they just say there isn't a world government. Meet your world government. I mean, they're still saying world government doesn't exist so that we can never demand representation.
Well, what was interesting was I was out at that new Denver airport, right? The new one in Denver?
Yes.
And on the plaque that they have out there, on the bottom of it, it says the New World Airport Commission. And there isn't one. Nothing of that name is in existence.
And there's murals of Nazis.
Why would they put that on the dedication plaque at that big Denver airport, the New World? Not the Colorado Airport Commission, not the Denver Airport Commission, but the New World Airport Commission.
And they have paintings of Nazis killing children.
Well, they're not Nazis. I disprove that.
Well, there's people in fascist-style uniforms mowing
right,
people.
But they are not Nazis. You know how I disprove that, Alex?
How?
The guy's carrying an AK-47. I saw it right away. I said, this can't be a Nazi. The Nazis didn't have that weapon.
Yeah, but I don't think the artist knows that the Kalashnikov is an Eastern Bloc weapon.
I noticed it.
Hey, Jesse, I want to take some calls in time.
Some calls.
But a plug right here in the middle of this conversation. I'm going to mail you, I've forgotten to mail you, Fall of the Republic, because this details from the globalist's own statements that they are setting up a tyrannical world government, that they engineered the banking crisis by design, and that they are setting up a citizen spy force police state system. So I hope all the listeners will get a copy of Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore and support what we're doing here, but also show it to everyone you know, because this film exposes the wider agenda.
And Alex, let me shamelessly add in, please watch my television show, because if we get such an overwhelming audience response, it'll force them to buy it up for another deal, and we'll be able to get that much farther into it then.
And then, like the X-Files, I get the spinoff like the Lone Gunman.
There you go.
Okay, now we're getting into real inside baseball. Look, this show is important, and I want everybody to tell their friends and family and neighbors. True TV, December 2nd, airing every Wednesday. Absolutely important, because this show is definitely from our perspective. Okay, I want to go to some calls, but we got to finish up with the last point. We just hit Manchurian Candidate, secret societies. What about Big Brother? Go ahead.
Well, Big Brother is just simply that. Is Big Brother, are they watching over you? And I think in our show, you're going to hear clearly that they are, and that clearly it's going to come from a place where the government is, I'll just put this, the government is able to do it and work around the Constitution. We have found that out, and we will air that on the show to where you will clearly see how the government has looped the Constitution in which establishing Big Brother on you.
Can we say the different federal groups you talked to, or just leave that alone?
I don't think I talked to any federal groups. Again, there was no cooperation from the government.
Well, you talked to their minions, though. You talked to their Gestapo, their ground pounders, their citizen spies.
Well, yes, we did do that.
We'll just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
Well, it's a very exciting...
Too many of them are right down in your country, Alex. I don't want you getting in trouble.
Believe me, we know what InfraGuard is up to.
Oklahoma's too close to Austin.
Okay, folks, Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest. Best-selling author, wrestler, movie star, governor, football, National Football League, NFL commentator, surfer. Jesse, what is there you haven't done?
I don't know, but I got a few years to figure it out yet, Alex. you never stop going because, in the words of the late, great Warren Zevon, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Program note to stations. This is a network break coming up. We're going to the end of the, we're going right to the bottom of the hour, 29 after. We're going to let the governor go here. So we're going to take calls right now for the last 12 minutes or so with Governor Jesse Ventura, giving you the inside scoop. Jesse, why did you give this show first the inside scoop? I was very honored when you called me and said you were going to give us the exclusive. Why?
Well, for a number of reasons, Alex. Your participation in the show was exceptional, and we appreciated it. And, you flew out to L.A. a couple times and all that to participate. And so why not? I reward the people that reward me. And so that's a reason for it. Plus, you have the listening audience, the base market that this show is designed for. I would be crazy not to come on your show with my show because, I'm not going to lie. We're out for success on this show. I hope this show is hugely successful.
Yeah, but I know the TV shows you turned down. I mean, I don't know if you want to say it, but you're turning down something with 30 million viewers coming up in a few weeks because you want to be out of the country. I'm just really honored you came because I know you're turning down a bunch of really huge media interviews, but doing our show, so we appreciate it.
Well, no problem. And like I said, you're a wealth of information, Alex, that we can always rely upon. And, so doing your show is just simply the left hand washing the right hand.
Well, folks, we're going to post this interview up at InfoWars.com. Over 200,000 people a day get the free podcast. Get it. Share it with everybody. We're going to post a YouTube video of it. Share it with everyone. Because if this show can be a big success, the system may start letting more of this on the air as the internet culture takes over the mainstream media. We can beat the globalists. If they can't beat us, they're going to try to join us, and we can slow down this whole system. That's what Tweety Bird always said. If you can't beat them, join them. Well, if we can beat them, they're going to have to back off. And believing we can expose these people is half the battle. Believing you can win, or as G.I. Joe says, knowing is half the battle. I believe taking action is half the battle. Resistance is victory. Matt in Illinois, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, Mr. Ventura, I'm a big fan.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to know, I don't have a TV. I gave up watching TV a long, long time ago because I didn't like being treated like I was stupid. And it sounds like you've got a really good show, and I'd like to know if there's any plans to put it on the web or somehow that I'll be able to watch it without having to...
I don't know at this time, but then again, I'm not a good web person to talk to, but I certainly will inquire to find out what the options are about doing it over the web or whatever. I don't know. But at this time, the only thing I know is we're going to be on True TV starting December 2nd.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for the call. I'll tell you this. Time Warner is putting a lot of their stuff on YouTube now. Most TV shows are there after the series runs. Then it's up there with commercials on YouTube. I would imagine this is made for the Internet. I would imagine you're going to be able to see it officially on the Internet after it airs on TV. Go to a neighbor's house and watch it. The mind control box. But we're going to use the mind control box to deprogram people. Marianne in Iowa, you're on the air with Governor Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
Hi, it's a pleasure. I just want to say I hope this wakes up the American people, and I praise you for doing that. I wanted to ask a quick question, then I make a quick comment. Representative Mike Pence from Indiana, Republican, the other day I was watching the health voting on C-SPAN, and he said, and I wrote it down because I was freaked out by it, he said, it seems a few elite in a far distant country can run our lives for us. And immediately I thought of Bilderberger and all that, and I was going to ask you, which I think you've already answered, were you going to do a show on the Bilderbergers and the secret societies? You didn't answer that.
But hold on. You mean Senator DeMint admitted that foreign bankers run our country? I mean, that's amazing.
His quote, and I wrote it down, it seems a few elite in a far distance country can run our lives for us.
Okay, let's get Jesse's take on that.
Well, there's certainly that possibility, and yes, we definitely do a show on the Bilderbergers, which I was happily kind of, I knew of them, but I didn't know as much about them, and here's the interesting little sidebar for it. We had a...
Governor, are you still there? See, that, I know that sound. That's us. That wasn't Ron Paul the other day. Okay. That's our phone system. I want that on record. Tell you, it's like living in a clown house or something. Just calling back and letting him finish his point. It's always when I got huge guests on, too. You know, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, and the standard operating procedure. Hell, I can call him on my cell phone, get him on that way. We've got General Stubblebine coming up with Dr. Rima Labo, part two of the interview we started last week. And I do have a lot of other news that we're going to be covering as well. But, hey, it's the miracle of technology, ladies and gentlemen. We're 50 years ago, 60, 70, 80 years ago, you couldn't even do stuff like this. And it's kind of the hallmark of this show now. That's what we do. It's how we do it. Okay, Governor, got you cut off there when you were going to add a point about Bilderberg. Go ahead.
It was either that, Alex, or they're cutting us off now. They're on to us. You know, no, what I was going to add was that just a simple sidelight to the show, and then I got to run, is that we were interviewing a gentleman on the Bilderberg episode, and he had to travel from Europe to do the interview with me in New York, and we had to delay it a day because when he went to the airport, he was on the no-fly list. Now, this person's not a terrorist. Why would he be on the no-fly list, and who has the power to do that?
Well, that happens to even congressmen now. If they get crosswise, and you're not charged. There's no judge. There's no jury. And now they're saying if you have bad credit, you'll be on the no-fly list. Or if you're on the no-fly list, you won't be able to buy a gun. So you're not convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor or a parking ticket, Governor, but then you lose your rights. Isn't that 180 degrees the opposite from our republic form of government?
I would like to think so. And as I said earlier, Alex, it's just the case of, the big brother. And in this case, it was dealing with the Bilderbergs that we had this particular guy we were going to interview. And he was coming from a foreign country to here, and he was on the no-fly list over there. And to my knowledge, he's not a terrorist, so, you know, it's interesting that how they'll disrupt people's lives by putting them on this no-fly list if you simply are of, a different political persuasion or whatever it might be.
Well, Governor, you've got to get to a meeting in downtown Minneapolis, so we've only got four more minutes left with you. Let's take two final calls quickly. Gary in Washington, then Mark in Minnesota. Gary, you're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Honored to be here with you. I have a very important piece of information for the governor, and I have a big question for both of you. First piece of information, Shake Maps is a product of U.S. Geological Survey Earthquake Hazards Program. If you look at the Shake Map in Sichuan, when the earthquake happened with a rainbow over China on May 20th, 2008, the Shake Map is the exact same shape as the HAARP weapon. That's point number one, and then we'll get to point number two.
Okay, what's your final point? Because we got to go here in a minute.
Okay, so check out the Shake Maps. Final point, there's too much fragmentation on the info war. Prison Planet, Birthers, Oath Keepers, 9/11 Truth, Audit the Fed, LP, Gun Owners, Skywatch. I would recommend both of you join and help create a constitutional defense fund. Alex and
Governor, sir, we can't do it all. Hold on a minute. People act like Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, or Ron Paul have magical powers. We put our pants on one leg at a time. Two, freedom is fractured. It's good that we're not all unified because that makes us hard to stop. Governor, your comment on that.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is that how do you do it? It's like when I was the third-party candidate in Minnesota, I tried to bring all the third parties together so we could consolidate and become a force against the other two parties. I got news for you. It's like herding cats.
Infighting.
And I couldn't even bring them together on an issue that we all agreed upon, and that was campaign finance. None of us took dirty money. And it just fractured like nothing. And so I just threw my hands up in the air and I said it may be impossible.
Yeah.
I think Alex makes a great point that they can't stop us all if we're all coming at them from different directions.
Yeah, it's a spirit of liberty. Shrink government. Bring accountability. Final call for Governor Jesse Ventura from his home state, Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hi, I voted for you, Jesse. I appreciate both of you guys' work. And quickly, a couple questions about, I can't wait for your show to come out. I look forward to watching that. And I'll tell people about it, my friends and whatnot. A couple ideas for the show. Maybe you could look into the patent issue or people, individuals developing free energy and anti-gravity technology that the government then deems it a national security risk.
You know, Jesse, that's a great idea if it gets picked up for another season, is look at cold fusion.
Yes, and we'll take that under consideration, but we got to get picked up first. We only did seven for right now.
Yeah, we got to cross that bridge before we have to come to that bridge before we cross it.
Yep.
Anything else, Mark?
Yeah, one last thing. I just saw an article in WorldNet Daily about the data centers being set up by the NSA and Homeland Security Department, and I'm very concerned about that. They collect all our information, all communications, and store it. And this is another incremental loss of liberty.
Watch my show on his big brother watching and all that, and you'll learn how they get away with it and how they loop the Constitution to do it.
Thank you so much, Mark. Okay, we got a minute and a half left. Governor, I'm going to say bye to you when we go to break, so just hold one moment. But I wanted to say in closing, it's been great working with you. I hope the show airs. Looks like it is. They started promoting it. They're unleashing you to promote it. So I think that's the green light. But as you said, we won't believe it airs until we see it go on December 2nd on True TV. So spread the word. But did you ever think, because I know all about this stuff and I still can't believe it. I'm still flabbergasted. I am psychologically speechless a lot of times. I can still babble some words out, but it's hard to articulate. The NSA says they're taking over the whole internet. They may shut it down during crises like bird flu or swine flu. The NSA is going to intercept all internet traffic. They're building NSA centers in San Antonio and New York and Florida and Minnesota and California and just admitting they're reading everything we're doing. So they go from we're not spying on Al-Qaeda to we are spying on Al-Qaeda to we're spying on you and we don't need no stinking warrants. Did you ever think that would happen?
Well, it will happen because, I can believe it happening, Alex, because of apathetic people out there. people have, cannot be apathetic any longer. You can't sit on your hands anymore. You can't sit back and have government tell you they're going to protect you, but in lieu of that protection, you're going to give up your freedoms. You are better off to be in danger from terrorists than you are to lose your freedoms. Don't let them take your freedoms, and always remember, dissension is the greatest form of patriotism.
Governor Jesse Ventura, amazing having you on. That's a great way to end it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Some companies make food that you store and hope that you never have to eat. eFoods Direct makes food that is great to eat, but you can also store. Some companies give you 365 cups of food and call it a year's supply. eFoods Direct gives you 2,242 cups of food for an honest year's supply. Some companies have food that tastes like cardboard and wildly claim that it will last 25 years or more. eFoods products taste better than gourmet cuisine, stretch your budget, and are easy to prepare. You won't need them to last more than our 10-year full replacement guarantee. With eFoods Direct, the flavor will be amazing. You'll have more food for less money, and you won't be afraid to invite a friend over for dinner. Try the new 7-Day Responder. Taste one of those delicious meals, and you won't wait for a rainy day to try the next one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Trust is something a company has to earn. Taste these foods, and you'll be a friend for life. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we got Major General Albert N. Snubblebine and Dr. Rima Labo joining us. They've been at the Codex Alimentarius UN Global Government Takeover of Your Vitamins and Food meeting. The globalists are moving on every front, taking over right now. Was that not an incredible Jesse Ventura interview in the last hour and a half? We put some traces on the phone lines to the phone company because we're only dropping big guests. And our phone system creates a certain blip when the phones drop, but we can check the phone logs from here, and we put a trace in with the phone company. Our phone lines are being dropped in between us in Washington, our office in Minnesota, and it's only with big guests. This is not happening with other regular phone lines we have. These are regular phone lines, and we have internet phone lines. And I don't want to say it's a conspiracy theory, though we have been officially hacked many times, or attempted to be hacked, and we have found big hacking sites saying they're going to hack us again because we don't like Obama. We're fascists because we don't like expanding the wars. But then we tracked those groups. those are government operatives posing as if they're hackers, because we've had top hackers give us the documentation on this. We've got the Pentagon directing denial of service attacks, a bunch of other types of attacks against us. The last big one was when we were exposing that the flu was a fraud and part of a larger drill, and that they had prepared all this back in January when we told you they were getting ready for a stage flu hysteria. We said, we don't know if it's a hoax or whether it's going to be real, but in January and February, I said, they're going to stage something big this year. And we had city managers and emergency managers on and got secret documents on air for you, and it all came true. Because we have the sources. I mean, we're risking our lives here for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Without giving too much of the TV show away, well, I know who it was that was on the no-fly list as soon as they tried to fly here for the interview. And the government's listening to these people's phone lines and just doing it for meetings. We have sent videotapes to media before, and they have erased the tape they have a system that sends out these electronic waves that erases tapes. Anybody who's worked in a TV station knows about them. Forget the technical term. But back in the old days of regular tape and video, they have them. Well, they'll erase a regular computer tape, too. They've got other systems that will erase hard drives. It's a big magnet. But the point is they did that twice once. Then they broke into a hotel room. I've had them break into hotel rooms I'm in and steal just our tapes. Well, I was talking about this a few weeks ago because I buy movies on DVD to watch them when I run on the treadmill. Only way I can run more than 30 minutes is to watch a movie. I can go out on the street to start running, and like 20 minutes later, I just stop. It's just, but I can get on that treadmill and watch, go into zombie mode. I guess I use the mind control device to trick myself into running more than 30 minutes. When you got as fat as I did at 260 pounds down to 230 now, trying to lose more weight, it gets tougher once you lose that first 30. Side issue. Point is, I'm on the treadmill, and I watch in two parts The Insider. And that's a true story of all the harassment he went through and all the things that happened to him, a tobacco company scientist going public. Man, that's a cakewalk. And the reason they haven't killed me and the reason they don't do a lot of stuff to me anymore, they still do some things, is because they know I don't care. I mean, I care, but what am I going to do? It's kind of like once you jump out of an airplane with a parachute, is your parachute going to open? You sure hope so. I mean, I don't know. And there's such a liberating feeling about going, gee, I hope they don't hurt my wife or kids. Gee, I hope they don't kill me or destroy me in the media or set me up. Or it's kind of nice that they're just doing COINTELPRO against me and making stuff up. And I kind of let them do that as like, okay, you get to do that. Thank you for not killing me. And I do want to say to the globalist, I know they've calculated all the angles, and they think I'm buffoonish and that I discredit at certain levels, but now they figured out that's not really the case, and I do feel the wings of death flapping above my head, and they're beginning to really analyze my true operation. But we're a little farther down the line now, aren't we, globalist, to where my information is out there, and if you kill me, it's going to highlight, it's going to underline everything I've said and done. And so you're going to destroy me in the media. The problem is the media is so discredited that if you tell a bunch of lies about me, anybody who can think automatically supports me. I mean, yes, you've got buffoons fooled, you've got idiots fooled, you've got morons fooled, but anyone who can think, even if they disagree with me on some issues, Lord knows I make mistakes and I'm aggressive and bombastic and arrogant sometimes, but people who've got discernment and who've been around the world, they know I'm for real. They know even if I wasn't a good person and it wasn't for real, I'm waking a lot of people up. I mean, if I worked for the government, man, this is the worst money they ever spent because we're hurting them, folks. We're teaching you you have power. We're teaching you you can affect change. We're teaching you that you can fight the New World Order. We're teaching you how their systems work. We're teaching you to unplug from their matrix. We're showing people how they can affect change. We're documenting our true form of government. The system hates us. We're against bashing Jews and bashing Catholics and bashing blacks and bashing whites. I come out against the racist Hispanics and racist blacks when they're bashing white people. You know, we criticize corruption of Israel. We criticize corruption of China. But we don't hate Chinese people. We're here bringing people together. And that's why, you know, I thought about the magnitude of this last week. I thought, I haven't made a bigger deal over the fact that we can track the IP addresses of commenters and that these are coming from military bases and are government operatives. Many cases, they put their handles up there. You can go to their MySpace or Facebook and they admit they're in PSYOPs. I mean, this is getting crazy. They don't even care if we know. And then I think about how many white supremacists have been caught in federal court, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Hal Turner, all of them, that attack me, and then it turns out they're feds staging stuff. Hal Turner, I told you 6-7 years ago that guy was a fed. As if you couldn't take one micron. Do we have our guest? Okay, good. As if one micron of discernment wouldn't know he was a fed. And then it comes out, he's attacking me, I'm his main target, that I work for Israel, and I'm bad, and I'm all this stuff, and everybody, if they really want to be a true blue American, has to hate Jews and obsess on that all day. Even if you believe that, when you go out and preach that, it destroys all your other arguments. I don't want cap and trade, but I hate Jews. Oh, I don't want socialist health care. I hate Jews, by the way. That totally destroys your argument. Well, I don't hate Jews. And I understand there are a lot of evil Jews involved in the New World Order. There's a lot of evil people, period. But Jews are competitive, smart, informed, educated people. Of course there's going to be a lot of evil people at the top that are Jewish. There's a lot of Brits at the top that are evil. Because British people statistically are very smart. And when you get evil ones on your hands, you've got a problem. I mean, it's the same thing with the Russian government. I'm not against Russian people. I'm against their corrupt government. I speak out against it. All right, look. People always think it's a conspiracy theory on TV when I hit the silence button and talk to them. We're going to go to our guests in 5 minutes because I wasn't sure if we were going to get them on. And I have something else lined up. Ted Anderson's about to come on. The point here is I just realized that it's on record that all these top white supremacists get busted, get caught in federal court being federal informants or agents. They get caught in court cases and lawsuits and then admit when they kill their wife or beat up their neighbor or get in trouble. There's a whole bunch of them. Or threaten the wrong state judge and get arrested. They then come out and say, I'm a fed. And then the feds come in and go, well, he does work for us. Why would the feds have all these different organizations and groups attacking me as working for Israel or working for the Vatican or working for this or that, and then it comes out they are feds? See, the feds want us all fighting with each other. They want that. All right, we got Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Rima Labo coming up the balance of the radio show today with part two of their amazing interview with us last week. They can report on the conclusion of what happened at the FedEx Alimentarius in Europe. And so much more coming up in T-minus 5 minutes. Very honored to have them. We had some phone trouble getting them connected. I want to bring Ted Anderson up briefly because gold, as you know, went above $1,100 and has stayed there. And Ted is almost out. It's gone up three times in the last week. He's almost out of gold. That is, well, yesterday, almost $60 less in the market than it is now. He's almost out of this, and it will go up in the next few days if the selling continues like this, and it clearly is. Ted, briefly, give us an economic outlook on what's happening. Tell folks about the Midas Resources offer of the day. If people didn't listen to us when gold was 300 an ounce, it's now 1,100 plus. Maybe they'll listen now.
Well, I hope so, Alex, because China and also India are trying to shore up their currencies with the amount of gold that they used to use, you know, to have against their currencies. That'll push gold up to $1,300 an ounce if that happens. if the United States decides to get its currency shored up with gold, we're going to be as high as $2,700 an ounce just to go back to 71 level. You know, that's what we're looking at right here. Gold right now is sitting at $1,105 an ounce. I still have the francs currently, right now, presently at the price of 246. British sovereigns are at 299. And I also have the Lakota coin at $22.30, Walking Liberties, $8.69. I mean, we have U.S. Eagles, we have junk silver bags. I mean, pretty much anything that you want to be getting into in the marketplace, we have it right here at Midas. The main thing is that you have to realize that the United States currency's value is under attack. There is simply no way that the U.S. currency is going to hold value when you have the United States government trying to solve its problems by printing money. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, absolutely, Ted. And when you hear even Clark Howard, the economic guru, saying, okay, go ahead and get into gold, when you hear all the national shows saying $2,000 an ounce that it's guaranteed, I'm not saying that. It's guaranteed gold has real intrinsic value. I believe it's going to keep going up in the next few years because the dollar, they've decided to devalue it and kill it. But it certainly is crazy at this point to not get into gold and silver, especially when you can get in a time machine and go back and buy it cheaper than it is now because Ted is smart and buys in the dips. So this is a win-win-win. Those are great deals. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the lower prices. You'll be paying a higher price that still is very competitive in this market. You know, Ted has got an A rating for a gold company. When you look at all the other gold companies, go check them. They have C plus, C minuses, or Fs. Ted is a great company, great deals, a super, you know, high quality. It's where I've chosen to buy gold and silver because I get the best deals. I get the deals you're getting. And these are just exceptional deals right now. Ted, give them the toll-free number.
Yeah, you get a hold of Midas here at 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And by all means, please let us know that that you called off the Alex Jones Show.
Absolutely, Ted. Now, I want to be clear. When they call, whether it's the bags of junk silver, or whether it's a maple leaf, or whether it's an American Eagle, or whether it's a Buffalo, you got a lot of stuff in right now. You tell them it's the Alex Jones special, and what type of discount do you get? Or is the Alex Jones special just on the francs, the sovereigns, and the silver half dollars?
Well, let's put it this way. There are some coins that we're carrying right now that if you don't mention that you've heard it on the Alex Jones special, you could pay as much as $200 an ounce more. I mean, that's the materials that I'm putting aside. I mean, specifically, I told my sales staff that this is for this particular offer. You can't offer this to anybody else. You're going to have to do it here.
So this is a blanket discount, but to focus in on that specific discount, because people are always calling me and trying to get me to explain it, and I have the internal sheets where, say, it's a quarter ounce gold coin, you know, and it was $224. And I would see your $4 or $5 markup. I mean, tiny. So explaining that, you buy when the market's lower, it would cost you more to buy these now than for what you're selling them.
That's what the truth is. The same coins cost a lot more in the wholesale market because gold has jumped up over $50 an ounce in a week. And you know what? It's at 1,005, and I wouldn't be surprised a bit that if it jumps into that 1,150 range here very shortly. It's moving that direction. The United States dollar is under attack internationally. It's not just here now. As we add more liability to our government coffer, the federal printing press just turns on full speed. And what do you think is going to happen to the dollars we earned if we have to compete with money that's being created from nothing?
Well, Ted, that's the point I'm trying to make, is that as the general public, because before, what, 3, 4, 5% maybe of the public physically held silver and gold, now they're saying it's getting up to 6, 7, 8% and the price is exploding. As the yuppies find out that the stock market's going up and gold's going up because devalued dollars are chasing it. The stock market didn't go up. Gold didn't go up. Dollars went down. As soon as they figure that out, they're going to want to get out of dollar-denominated stocks and bonds. They're going to want to hold physical gold. And what the economists talk about is as inflation kicks in globally on top of this depression, that will drive commodities up. Oil's going up. All precious metals are going up. And so at least in the short term, gold is a win. I believe the markets are so manipulated that it may hold for a while coming up here in the next few months, but then in the next year may rocket past 2,000. Who knows? The point is, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a better investment any way you slice it than silver and gold if you get a good deal on it. Give Ted Anderson a call. They can tell you about the risk associated with it. Yeah, the risk is you won't make the huge profits. $300 gold 5-6 years ago, $1,100 now. But there still are some risks. There's risk if you drive your car, you can get run over today. The point is the risks are a lot less, in my opinion, common sense opinion, in gold and silver than they are in the stinking stock market or in real estate or anything else. Folks, what do kings and queens and pirates and criminals, what do they have? The people that know, that are street smart, they have gold. They have their treasure chest. They have their hoard, ladies and gentlemen. It'll always be that way. It's always been that way. Metal. What's a dragon want to sit on? A big pile of gold. Ladies and gentlemen, what do the kings have in their hoards? Gold. For 6,000 years, gold. Gold. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 2237. We told you get gold 5-6 years ago. It's up four times what it was now. Right at four times, ladies and gentlemen. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Alex.
800-686-2237. Gold, silver, metal. It comes out of the ground. It's God's true system of wealth, not this fraud paper created by Madoff. 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we had Judge Andrew Napolitano on with us today, then Governor Desi Ventura. And now we have Dr. Rima Lebo, M.D., and her husband together back in Panama. The one, the only, Major General Albert Burt N. Stubblebine III, U.S. Army, retired. We went over his bio last week. You can find out more at healthfreedomusa.org. One word, healthfreedomusa.org. And we are honored to have them with us into the next hour for the balance of the show. Coming up at 20 after, I promise, we're going directly to your questions or comments for General Stubblebine or Dr. Lebo. But for now, they're going to give us an update on Codex Alimentarius. They just returned from Germany, exposing what's happening there to give us this report. Then we'll get into the latest flu developments with this soft kill weapon. Doctor and General, it's good to have you back with us.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great being back.
You talked about Codex, and I want to remind your listeners that the Codex Alimentarius is a UN commission which is run and funded by WHO, not your friend, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, another not person-friendly organization that we in the United States know much less about than we do WHO. I want to remind you that WHO is using a two-pronged genocidal tool. One prong is the degradation of the world's food supply and the mandating of undernutrition, which they admit is the principal care, that the undernutrition is the principal cause of what they call the non-communicable preventable diseases of undernutrition, cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity. These five diseases alone are not only the five principal money makers for big pharma, and of course, we have to add vaccines in there as another principal money maker big time. But in addition to that, they are the principal killers in the developed and now the developing world. So if you mandate undernutrition and then sanctimoniously say, well, it's undernutrition that causes these diseases, isn't that too bad? You are definitely talking out of both sides of your genocidal mouth. The other thing that WHO has been doing since 1974 is perfecting genocidal vaccines, and they've been caught on it in places like the Philippine High Court.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't bring this up to you, Dr. Lebo. Last week, it actually came out in UN documents where they discussed in the 60s, that we need to get that pulled back up. They discussed using vaccines as the delivery system of cancer and sterilization. So, I mean, as you said, they've been caught by high courts in India, the Philippines, in Africa. I mean, this is really starting to get out.
That's right. And it's very important for your listeners and the people that your listeners talk to and for the people who go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org, to understand that these sacred cow organizations, the U.S. government, WHO, the UN, and the pharmaceutical industry, are held aloft by propaganda. They are, when you investigate the facts as you do, as we do, Alex, what you come up with is a horrifying, breathtaking, mind-numbing evil. It's that simple. Now, when I say that there are interlinked genocidal tools, you have to understand, of course, that the immune system is the common pathway for both of their weapons. The immune system is damaged and destroyed by their vaccine, as well as directly inducing sterility. And the immune system is damaged by their degraded food.
Stay there, Doctor. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.